Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Faxton on Blog Talk Radio. You're tuning in for Favor Life, where we go through the process of prayer by faith, walking through the place God has called us to by faith, and watching the Word of God perform in a miraculous thing. God calls us to a place that we've never been before, don't know, and don't even really understand, but we do it by faith, trusting His Word, trusting the Word that He's spoken concerning us, and watching Him manifest that Word in our life day in and day out as He takes us through our everyday life, causing us to triumph and be a blessing, not only to ourselves and our families, but to nations and to generations. We impact lives because of the place of faith that we walk in. As God transforms us, and we become as He is, literally, in the earth, from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and these earthen vessels we behold and we manifest the character and the integrity of God and the glory of God, which attracts other people, which causes them to want to know our God, which causes them to see something different in us, and we do it every day by faith. Thank you so much for joining me. We've been on this journey. We've been walking through the Bible, looking at different people in the Bible, and watching them in a human state, not some superhuman Christian as we sometimes think and believe, but we see them as everyday people living in a different century, a different time, but having the same problems that we have, facing the same things, our walk of faith, and watching God prove Himself. And so we go into this process knowing that as we trust God and we're seeing the manifestation day by day in our lives of God doing something miraculous in us, we're going to talk today about possessing promise, even after a wait. Sometimes we wait for the promises of God, and we wait and wait and wait, and sometimes it seems as if those promises are not going to manifest, but they will manifest in our lives because God has spoken it. And if God has spoken it, His Word cannot return that void. It will manifest, it will happen, and we will see God do miraculous things. We have been seeing God tell us in these last days and these last months of ministry, many of us have been hearing God saying this is the time of now, and we did a series about the timing of now being in synchronization with God, and that's the place of perfect will, where your mind, your spirit, your everything, your spirit, your mind, your will, your emotions are in line with the Word of God and the will of God. And when you're there, it's the perfect place because God uses times and seasons to manifest certain things. And when you're in the timing of God and you move in the spirit realm, you shift in the spirit realm to the dimension of God that God is commanding you to go to, you are empowered to possess. You're empowered to get, to receive. You're empowered to go in and conquer. And this is the place where every need is met. It's where you make your spirit, go to this place. You command your spirit to go into the place that God has called perfect at the perfect timing. And as you move in this place of obedience and faith, you are totally equipped. You are totally endowed with everything that God has you. And whatever is going on around you does not affect you the same way because you already know it's already worked out for your good. You already know it's in your favor. When Jesus was walking through a different territory in Jerusalem and they wanted to stone him because he was in the perfect timing of God, in the perfect will of God, they could not touch him because God let divine protection be there because he was on assignment. There were some things that God was doing in his life and God was using him to do. So he could not be moved out of the place of perfect timing because that was the set time that God was using and ordaining him. God, when Jesus needed to pay the taxes, the money was there because he was in set time. He was in the synchronization of God. So every need had to be supplied because God was not going to allow his son to be ashamed. He was not going to allow him to be under the scrutiny of the government, the local government, for not paying taxes. Because Jesus came to fulfill everything, the law. He came to fulfill it all in the natural and in the spirit. So God made sure that because he was in the perfect timing, his need, the fish had the gold piece. He had to receive what he needed. So everything that we need when we're in synchronization with God, when we really have allowed the Spirit to make us ascend into the place that God has called us to in the spirit realm, and to receive of him and to learn of him and to know his mind and his heart. He causes us to possess something that even when you're waiting, it's ours. And I'm referring to Joshua, and we're seeing here Caleb. Caleb was a warrior fighter. He stood with Moses, and he had integrity, a man of integrity. Joshua was the same type of man. And we see that these two men were in the agreement of God and the synchronization of God's will, and because of that, they were in the timing of God. God had to bless them. God had to make sure that what he had asked for, or he commanded, or he willed, that he made sure the reward came with it. There's no way that we can obey God and be in his timing and do what he says, and the reward of what he said is not coming with us, not coming to us. So God himself is making sure that when we move in his timing, when we're in synchronization with himself and in perfect will, that everything is supplied in the spirit and in the natural. He makes the things that we've long waited for become ours, and we possess them, and then more, it's more than what we ever thought or even imagined. In Joshua chapter 14, we see here that Caleb is asking and saying something to the Lord, and he's saying it by faith, saying, God, you know, and he's not giving, this is the thing, he's not giving God his righteous report of what he's done. He's giving God back the word. He said, you know, there was a word that was spoken. There was a promise that was given to me. And because that promise was given to me, and I have not lost strength in believing and pursuing and standing and possessing it, I haven't lost any strength. The same strength that I had with Moses, the same strength that I had with you, Joshua. I haven't lost any strength. I haven't gone backwards, but I've increasingly kept the motivation of my strength, my faith, my attitude, my walk, my spirit. Everything has been saying, yes, I agree with God. I agree that it's got to be done, and it's going to be done in my life, not only in my life, but in the children of Israel. The power of agreement is something that we have to understand. When you don't agree with God, and we said this in another broadcast, when you don't agree with God, you're saying that you're afraid that it won't come to pass. You're afraid that God can't back up his word. You're afraid that God can't do what he said. You're afraid that it's not going to be manifest in your life, that it's too much, that the enemy is going to win, outwin God's word. So when you don't agree with God, because there's an agreement in heaven, there's agreement in the earth. The perfect will of God is already done. When we agree with God and his will, we're touching with all what's already manifested, already done, completed, already around the throne of God. And when we touch and agree on the earth, we're commanding that which is already done in the heaven to be established, to be manifest, to be evident in the earth. It's going to be equivalent in the earth. It's going to be seen in the earth. It's going to be done in the earth. And when we touch and agree in the earth, we touch it, me and you, we agree this is God's perfect will, and it's going to be done in the earth. But we can agree what God says about us. We can agree with what he's saying is going to manifest in our lives. And when we agree without doubt, when we agree without fear, because fear is false evidence appearing real, when we agree that this is the will of God, I'm going to possess all of this. And the enemy can't stop me. Flesh can't stop me. Time can't even stop me, because God is going to make sure in my lifetime I walk in and walk through every door that he said is mine, every favor, every opportunity, every blessing, every ministry that he's called me to, every anointing, every level, I'm going to do it because he said it, and I agree it is his will for my life. So God, go ahead and get me ready. Go ahead and let me possess that is mine. Go ahead and let me go in the strength that you said, and know that I won't lose any strength, but I'm like a locomotive. I'm getting even more empowered and going even deeper, because I understand this race is not given to the swift, to the strong, but he that endure. I'm enduring this, and I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to see his saving hands. For everything that he says is for an appointed time, and as long as I stay in synchronization with God, everything that's for will show up on time and will show up with every benefit, every blessing, every power, every empowerment, every wisdom, every understanding that God has said. And that's what you have to understand. You are going to possess the mountain. You're going to possess the place of promise. You're going to possess the walk ministry. You're going to possess everything that God says as long as you stay in the right posture and the right attitude and synchronization with God by faith, saying, I believe and I agree with you, God. It is mine. And nothing can stop your word. Nothing can annul. Nothing can exalt itself and be greater than your word, because your word is you. Your word is Jesus. Because he is the word, and if he spoke it, he cannot lie. If he said it's going to be, it will be. If he wrote it in his word, it's going to manifest in my life. I am everything that it says. I will see everything he says. And I bless God that you will be it too. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today. And I pray that you join me tomorrow in the process of there as we walk through everything that God is telling us in our everyday life. This is 15 minutes of empowerment. Be encouraged in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.